And on this edition of St. Teresa's on the Air, we are joined once again after a month or so of...
I think it's been more than a month or so.
Yeah, well, that's the or so part.
Yes.
Of Deacon John, we're back with the man in charge, large and in charge, Father Ray.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
And today, standing beside me is our fearful...
Father Ray's right-hand man.
That's right, Jesse.
Jesse,
the janitor maintenance, keeps things running over here.
A real cleanup guy.
He is a cleanup guy. Jesse, want any? Say that again.
I'm also a part-time clown.
Part-time clown.
Jesse, don't get too excited. All six people will hear this, but you may not become famous.
y'all have a good night.
All right, Jesse.
You too.
Thanks, bud.
All right. Live and direct from the studios at St. Teresa School.
Anyone will stop in.
Hey, you never know who.
Or not.
at this hour?
You know, when we keep the door open because the air conditioning isn't working.
Oh, so that's going to be the word of the show. We've had rolling chairs that we were looking for, so this time we're looking for new air conditioning, right?
Well, you know, I love it when at the end of Mass people come out of church fanning themselves and telling me how hot it is. Like, I'm on the altar with 15,000 lights
and the robes
and the vestments and everything
else.
And
you don't know that it's that hot.
I guess it's a gift of ordination that we just don't recognize it.
Yeah, so that's one of the gifts of the Spirit. You don't recognize temperature.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, behave or it's going to get a lot hotter.
this is very true.
Sometimes complaining.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
You know, the other thing is this winter when the heat's not working, you'll long for these days.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a win-win. So what is the problem with the air conditioning? Well, I'll tell you.
What is the problem with the air conditioning, Father
Goodness
Ray?
Sakes. So Freon leaks and, you know, we have 20-ton. The two big units are 20-ton, 5-ton each unit. And apparently on one of the units, we have a Freon leak, and in the other one, the computer board has decided to catch COVID or something. I'm not sure. But the reality is that we're working only on 10-ton plus maybe another 5 or 6 from the other smaller unit. So, yeah, it does get a little toasty in the church. The other thing is that there's no insulation in that building. When you look up at the roof, I mean, you're basically seeing it. The roof, the ceiling, and the roof.
You know, that's absolutely right.
And the windows are not double paned like in your homes to help you control and keep the cool air in when you want cool air and the heat in when you want heat. So, you know, heating a building that size is and cooling a building that size when the temperatures are either extremely hot, like on a Saturday afternoon, or very cool, like on a Sunday morning in the wintertime. Sometimes the air conditioners or the boilers just can't keep up. So what's the answer to it? Well, you know, new air conditioning is probably what we're going to need. And, hey, by the way, this week we paid off our building fund. Imagine that.
Really?
We are now a debt-free parish.
Awesome.
You know what that means? Time to go shopping.
For air conditioning, for instance.
And there's always something to spend money on in a parish this size. And with air conditioners over 20 years old, you know. But, you know, we're doing okay. We're doing great, actually. And it's through the generosity of all of our parishioners. And so thank you. We'll get things fixed, of course, but it takes time. You know, those of you that are doing home projects right now, you can sympathize with this concept. We can't get the pots. We don't have the workers. We're stuck with whatever. People have COVID. You know, excuses
is absolutely the truth.
Go on and, you know, I mean, just go to a restaurant and try to get, you know, service when you have only 2 or 3 waiters or waitresses and they've got 30 tables or something like that and people are just kind of antsy and you know, loud and obnoxious, you know. And so you know, patience is certainly something that we need to pray for. Not only in church when it's a little toasty. You know, if you can come Sunday morning, it's a lot cooler.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cooler Sunday morning. But if you can't, then, you know, offer it up. Don't you just love that saying? Offer it up.
Yes.
Gosh.
It's a beautiful concept.
Well, the concept is beautiful.
The execution's a little difficult sometimes.
Execution is extremely difficult. Trust me on that one. So, school has started. We're right now in our third week, and things are going well. We've got some new teachers that are in the school working, and we're hoping and praying for a very good year. God's blessings will shower down upon us, and the generosity of the parish, which supports financially. You know, we have, I think it's over 80% of our students who are on some kind of financial aid, you know. Very few are paying full tuition. And you know what? I'm okay with that. And you want to know why I'm okay with that?
Yeah. Why are you okay with that?
I was waiting for that, Steve.
I can read cue cards.
Because Catholic school was founded for who? Not the wealthy. Not those who could, you know, afford to do all of that. But the reality of Catholic school was founded for the street kids, the orphans, the kids that would get themselves in trouble, you know. Those who were who had no homes would get thrown out, you know. Dedicated religious men and women began teaching them, giving them a heads up and a hand up, and educating them, helping them to read and learn, and then hopefully go on and be very useful members of society. You know, Catholic education is expensive, no doubt. You know, we don't have those days where we're paying just room and board, basically, for religious brothers and sisters to teach in schools and to be here from 6 in the morning till 9 at night and dedicating themselves. You know, it's not to say that our teachers today that, you know, we pay an honorable and respectable salary. Of course, some of them might disagree with that, but, you know, we do the best we can. But they put in their time, energy, effort, and they're doing the best. But, you know, they also have their own families and spouses and you know, life outside of the church. You know, that was the real key blessing of religious teachers. You know, this was their life, you know, and the community and the church and the school paid for everything that they needed, and they didn't need much. And so it worked. You know, you could have 400 and 500 kids in the school, you know, like we once had here many, many years ago. But those days would require us to receive a very wonderful financial gift of millions of dollars for us to ever get back to that point where we can make it absolutely affordable for everybody who wants Catholic education to get Catholic education. So there's a lot to running a school, and things have changed, you know. But we are very grateful that we're able to continue our mission here at St. Teresa's for 77 or 78 years, I believe now, of teaching, you know, and giving kids a good education and good morals and values and Christian principles that we teach them through religion. And I'm pleased that that our percentage is high, that we help for people to come to school. You know, there's a lot more out there who should be here, who aren't here because they always use the excuse, oh, I can't afford Catholic education. And my response is always simply this: what have you ever attempted to sit down with me or the principal and kind of discuss what can be done? You'd be surprised at how the generosity of the people across the street at the church are in helping us to help them get their kids out of the lousy public schools or some of those crazy private schools and get them here into St. Teresa's school. You know, I know some of you would disagree with my words on saying that the public schools are lousy, but goodness sakes, the stuff that's being taught, and it's just crazy, absolutely crazy. And I don't want to get into the politics of it all, but that's just where I'm at. We've got something good here at St. Teresa's, you know, and we're hoping that it will continue. We are blessed by the Grace Scholar Program, where if we can get more people to participate in that and earmark their tax money to us here at St. Teresa's, that certainly helps. This year, by the grace of God, we were given from that pre-tax program over $90,000, and that's all for tuition.
Wow.
And that's why I say, you know, parents who say, I can't afford, you know, well, you're going to have to make some sacrifice, right? Anything that's good, anything that's worthwhile is worth a sacrifice, right? And so you got to make the sacrifice. You know, nothing burns me more than, you know, when we find out that, you know, we've helped these families and then all of a sudden they decide to let the kids run the rule and decide what school they want to go to. And off they go, paying full price when they were begging us for money. I mean, that's a pet peeve of mine, and rightly so, because I'm, you know, tucking and saving and trying to do everything possible to save money in the parish so that we can give these kids a good education, so that we can work on building a better and more vibrant youth ministry program, so that we can have good music at Mass, good liturgy, good people to good resources, good Bible studies, a healthy financial support to those incarcerated in the prisons that we minister to, helping neighbors in need in St. Clair's as we transition into the Catholic Charities of conserving money by selling the property. Now, some people aren't too thrilled about putting that on the market, but do you realize we're paying two electric bills, two internet bills, two phone bills, two insurances for a huge property, and we can do it all better. And the money that we can save, we can use it to better serve the poor and the needy, which is what our call is all about. So it's not just about, you know, the poor and those who can't afford Catholic education. It's also about those who are struggling and those who are hurting and those who need that uplifting, you know, what's the word? I don't want to say kick.
Help. Help is the word you're looking for.
Thanks, Steve.
A hand up.
A hand up and not a hand out.
There
right?
you go.
You know, that everybody does their part. And so, now I've just rattled on for 12 minutes. Imagine that. We have nothing else to talk about.
Oh, no, we can elaborate on a little bit of
okay,
that.
Okay, so.
Because for those who might have missed, you know, maybe went on vacation during the summer, so they might have missed the fact that our beloved sisters have returned to Ireland, and Neighbors in Need is taking on a sort of new, you know, the St. Clair's mission is taking on a new, what do you want to call it, a new look?
A new look, a new place.
A new place. Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that, because you touched on it right there in what you were saying. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So we're looking to take on a new look in a new place.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. You said it just like I wrote it.
So we're actually in the WTOA radio room, and the pump to take all the air conditioning condensation out of the room is busted. So we can't run the air conditioner, and as we go on, it seems to get hotter in this room. So the mind is getting a little frayed. Okay, so where are we on that? Well, the property's up for sale, and...
And by the property, we're referring to the St. Clair property.
St. Clair, Neighbor in Need, all of that area behind it, that's that big open field. And then there's the drain, and then there's another property that we, a section that we own beyond that, in the wooded section. But not the whole section. The city owns a spot, and the state owns part of it too. But anyways, it's all up for sale, and we're praying. And so, if you're listening to this, offer up a prayer that we can find someone to purchase that property at the price, or pretty close to what we're asking for it. And if you want to know, just ask me personally, and I'll tell you what the price is. It's under $400,000, so, but it's
$399,999,
pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. Well, that is under $400,000.
It is, yeah.
But you know, we've had some interest from what the real estate agent has told us, and that's good. Now, we're currently looking at a property on North Jackson, closer to downtown, and just around the corner from the old St. Teresa's. Where this building, if things pan out, would be the new Catholic Charities office, where we would still be doing lunches and helping people with the variety of services that we offer. It'll be a new look, obviously a new place, and perhaps new people to minister to and to serve. One of the things that might happen is that we might be connected, and this is still very much up in the air, so don't tell anyone, with someone who's connected with the VA and helping the homeless who are veterans and being able to provide some services for them through our Catholic Charities. And I would really be pleased if we can move in that direction as well. So that's a possibility. So we'll see, you know. I mean, with change comes opportunity, you know, and we don't know, you know. But ultimately, in all of this, you know, what do I say when people get panicky? Look, God loves the poor. He's not just going to abandon us. He's not going, you know, there may be some challenges, and that's okay, because we grow from challenge. But the right place will be found. And it's going to be the right place where God wants us to be. Not that, you know, where we are now is a bad place. But what we find is that, you know, we are on generational assistance. And I think what happens is, over the years, we've probably became a group of hand out versus hand up. You know, we've allowed people to, you know, not use the resources that they get, maybe welfare and whatever other resources, properly, you know, or help them to, you know, provide them with opportunity to have an address. You know, if they're homeless, you can't get a job if you're homeless. You have to have an address, you know. And Catholic Charities Atlanta, you know, one of the things they do in their offices is they actually will allow people to use that address as a home address, you know. I'm not sure how the whole program works, but, you know, this helps people to get a start, you know, to get them going, to give them a place to, you know, find nice clothes, to learn how to go through interviews, to have rooms where they can sit at the computer and look for jobs and help them in different ways. I don't know to what degree we're going to move in this, but I do know that, you know, we're going to move, right? Because we have to move. The times have changed. And yes, there are always, as Jesus say, you will always have the poor among you. And that's where we're going to still continue to feed them. Just around the corner from where we're looking for property, St. Paul's Episcopal Church on Thursdays does sandwiches, and they're serving about 90 people in that area. And so we know there's a need where we're looking, and Jackson would be more closer to where Salvation Army and a lot of other places where a lot of homeless people are hanging out and who need our help, you know. What do we do with the people that we're helping now? Well, it's a good question. What we find is many of them get a ride over to St. Clair's or to Neighbors in Need. So this is maybe 4 miles, a little closer to downtown, where we maybe possibly would be moving. So these are some of the things that's kind of on the schedule for Neighbors in Need in St. Clair, you know, mm-hmm. future reference of Catholic Charities, you know. And because we switch over to Catholic Charities name, hopefully we're able to access grant money from Catholic Charities USA, you know, and so that would be good too. And if we can rent an office to the VA, we could get some money from the government perhaps too. And that's always nice.
Which frees us up to help the people.
Exactly, you know. So, you know, right now the volunteers down at Neighbors in Need in St. Clair are fantastic, you know. Sister Maura, Sister Alfie, I mean, they were just saints, you know, without having death. Because you can't be a saint unless you're dead. You know, they were saints on earth. And the time, energy, effort. You know, when I started on my rant, I talked about Catholic schools and the nuns and how they would be here from, you know, 6 in the morning till 9 at night sometimes doing all kinds of these activities. That's what Sister Alfie and Sister Maura did, you know. It wasn't about time clock, you know. They were there always helping, doing, you know. And so there's a big void. But, you know, Herb down at St. Clair's has stepped up to the plate to open up and close up and to keep an eye on the property and to take care of the shrubs and things outside. And it makes the best sweet tea down there, I guess. And congratulations, Herb. You just got your ServSafe certificate. So, you know, now we're, I guess, legal. Not that we weren't, but I guess we weren't. I don't know. But anyways, it's one less thing we have to worry about. And the volunteers, you know, are just always there, stepping it up, making the sandwiches, filling the bags, greeting the people, you know. And then Tina over at Neighbors in Need dealing with more complex issues and things with people, you know. And the people that are helping her out, her husband Jody and all of the volunteers, you know, just fantastic, fantastic people stepping up to the plate and making what, you know, God has deigned for our parish as a very vibrant ministry, something that continues and hasn't skipped a beat since the sisters left. And so, you know, I'm really happy about that because, you know, as the pastor, you got to oversee everything, you know. And when I can be confident that Neighbors in Need, St. Clair's, Catholic Charities is being taken care of, I don't have to worry about it. Just check in. When the school is being taken care of, same thing. When the youth ministry, the religious ed, the family faith formation, the music ministry, the servers, the schedules, the bookkeeping, and the list goes on, you know, I can confidently say I'm okay and that this can be, you know, a one priest parish as we, you know, don't have as many vocations as we once did. You know, so whoever comes in next can actually do it, unless they're a micromanager. Then forget it; they'll be dead in 6 months. You know, you got to let the people that you hire and that you put into positions do the job. You know,
absolutely,
and that's what we do, and that's what I do. You know, is it a long day when does my head hit the pillow? Do I fall asleep? No, because I'm thinking about everything. Should it? Well, you know, it's another story for another WTOA broadcast.
Well, you'll have to save it for another edition because we're almost out of time for this one. So the word for this one, because you've shared a lot of information, but the word for this one is definitely air conditioning.
Air conditioning. Sweet Lord, it's hot in here.
if we can convince one of the six people who are listening, that's on the air, because we know there are a lot of people that listen on the podcast online.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, physically on air, you know, it's small because, you know, the reach of the radio station is small as a low-power FM radio station. And to answer that question, because that's the one everybody always asks me, is how come you can't turn up the power so you can hear the radio station further away?
Yeah.
Cannot be done. It's just as a low-power FM radio station, we are only licensed to broadcast at a certain amount of power, and that's...
We don't want to pay that fine.
No, I mean that's
legal.
It is what it is, as the saying goes.
Right.
And we're going to go as far as we can go, and that's it.
But you know, online.
Yeah, I mean,
they're listening up in Rhode Island.
That's
because
right.
I send it to them. And I test them. Did you listen?
But that's why we do put these, the St. Teresa's on the Air interviews and stuff online on the website, so you can listen to these no matter where you are.
That's right. I think the bishop's going to Rome next week.
He can listen to him in Rome.
He could listen to it with the Pope.
He could.
He could tell the Pope, Your Holiness, I want you to listen.
They need air conditioning
this.
In Albany. could you send him a few extra bucks?
No, like I said to the new guy at the diocese today, he said, do we pay for that? And I said, no. I said, one thing you got to learn, the money only flows in one direction, from the parish to the diocese.
Well, as always, it has been a pleasure having you at the microphone, Father, and I'm sure we will do it again very soon.
All right. God bless you all. Thank you for your continued support, love, and keep praying for us. St. Teresa of Avila, pray for us.